Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What is something you have in your house that you bought, maybe kind of dumb, but it's a conversation starter and you like it, so it's okay? Do you have anything like that? Do you have something that someone would describe as a conversation starter? I'll go first. I think the closest thing I have is a football from the, I don't remember exactly what year, but after the Lions went 0-16, they started to rebound, and they looked like they were going to make a leap under Jim Schwartz. They had Matthew Stafford, Calvin Johnson, Javid Best, and a bunch of other dudes. And I bought a football signed by a lot of them at a charity auction. And it didn't work out, as you may well know. But I still keep it. It's a fun little thing. People are like, oh, what's
this? Even that, that's not a, like...
And I was gonna,
that's sports memorabilia. That's
I was
going
to
so
donate
normal.
To the charity anyway, so I thought, might as well get this football.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's I a suppose it's thing. Still a conversation starter, though, because that was a loser team in hindsight.
Yeah. In hindsight, yes.
And so the only reason to keep it out would be to start a conversation.
It's signed by Stafford and Johnson. That's kind of cool.
I mean, they're both future Hall of Famers.
When I think conversation starters, I think, like, when we watched Nick Cage give a tour of his home last week, and he had that dragon or whatever it was.
Yeah. Steve, I'm glad you brought that up because I have a conversation starter and we would have to, if we bought it together, it'd still be a lot. I'm not going to lie. We could pass it. I'm not going to tell you how much until I tell you what it is.
Oh, okay. All right.
Salesman here.
This is like market price. Okay. You have to ask. You can't afford it.
Okay.
But you can afford it. I know what you all make.
Okay.
And this is big. We'd have to pass it around like the Stanley Cup.
So we each get it for
a
certain
amount
of time.
Okay, so we get like a week at a time.
But we don't get it for a year. We get it for the rest of our lives.
Is it that Eagle flask that the king gets to drink out of today?
No, that would be way more expensive.
What about
Kelly?
The stone throne?
Saturday.
Yeah.
The stone throne?
No, you'll have to stick with your porcelain throne.
Okay.
Is it a pea orphan named Fergus?
That we can wipe our butts with?
No. It is something near and dear to the hearts of this radio show.
Okay.
Something we've enjoyed a lot. What have I told you? We could buy a 2,800-year-old, mummified, ancient Egyptian head.
Really? Like for real?
You know, I'm not
like the most kind of for real.
If you ask me,
I'm into
pretty
it.
Pretty legit, huh?
Well, you know, typically you would ask me, do you believe in ghosts? And I would say no. Or do you believe in aliens? Not really. Do you believe in
miracles?
Do you believe in sports curses? No. But I still don't want that in my home just in case. I feel like you could that could accidentally crack in the middle of the night and scarabs come out of it, you know? I don't want it. You can have it.
Well, okay, but you're still going to put in your share, so
no,
that's fair.
I'm not.
How much
gonna,
is it?
Steve, I'm glad you asked.
Okay. No.
We each have to put in $5,200.
Oh, that's not.
But it's an investment
not
in our future.
As I thought it would be.
Because in 5 years, we're still going to have a mummy head, and it's five years older. So now it's 2,805 years old. Now it's an antique.
I have an idea.
It's worth something.
Mm. We've replaced the 20-sided die that we use for facts during segment 17, the off-air podcast, with that head. So, we throw the head at the wall every day.
I don't know if that's going to make our giant thing appreciate or depreciate in value. Well, is the 20-sided Nerf die worth more now than it was when we got it? Probably. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Can you imagine Kelly's dog chewing the nose off that thing?
Oh, she'd love it, especially if it smelled terrible.
Looks
she'd
like it already.
Up in
yeah, it's kind
it.
Of like rawhide.
Howard would roll in that thing all day long.
Oh, you know what? My Suburban would look badass with that as a hood ornament.
Turns out, it would look pretty good. See, when we could each do our own thing with it.
Yeah, I don't want it in my home, but on my hood.
What if it was also your horn and it was that mummy sound, the
Oh, yes.
Every time.
I'm getting more excited about it. Yeah.
It's been, it was taken back to England by a British soldier during the First World War. It had been stuffed away in a cupboard for decades because, quote, an Egyptian mummy head is not everybody's cup of tea, according to the family.
Yeah.
But $26,000 is what it's expected to go for.
You know what they definitely 100% should not do is give that back to Egypt. Definitely don't do that.
Well, if they have more than $26,000, then yeah, get on board.
I mean, just because
they can
somebody,
just like anyone else,
if they find
stole
some,
it from
a 2008-year-old head from here, finders, keepers, losers, weepers, that's international law.
Yeah.
Is otherwise, that, why would it rhyme?
Is that how it's written?
Yeah, the whole possession, what is it? Possession is
nine-tenths of the law. And finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Yeah. That's like two laws right in your face,
yep.
Egypt.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Tough the Egyptians should have had a tougher army.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
Get up my head.
No thanks.
So Hot Wings, you're in?
You know, I'm waffling on this, but yes, I'm back to in because nobody's going to give it back, and I might as well have it as a hood ornament every fifth week.
Why don't we buy it with Danny Hunchback money, our company?
I think that would be a good. Oh, why don't we use Idiots for Underdogs money? And then we can, then we can make even more money by selling it, as an attraction.
Well, yeah, we could do a bit with it called Right Said Head.
Mm-hmm. We just have to look in the Idiots for Underdogs submission email and see if we got anyone who is in desperate need of a 2,800-year-old mummified Egyptian head.
Yeah, I just don't know if that's going to work with what the spirit of the charity is.
Does it come with a carrying case, or do you have to like carry it yourself?
It's not a made for it carrying case, but it's a bowling bag similar to the one the Big Lebowski had.
Go to Harbor Freight. You can get one of those cases that has the foam in it, and you can kind of customize it, like make the foam fit perfectly. So it's
I bet I bet if you just heated that head up a lot and then set it in the foam, it would probably form right to it, and then it'd be perfect.
That's gonna smell so bad.
It's gonna reactivate too.
Yeah, well, probably. Yeah, I mean, that's when some of the spirits will come out.
But. I bet Maitland would put it on the head to replace her sex doll head. Just a thought. I don't know. Maitland, is that what you were signaling to say?
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
It's got good bone structure. High cheekbones for this Egyptian mummy.
Yeah, maybe I could inherit a thing or two, because that's how sex with mummies works.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, we could hollow
it
out.
To me. I didn't know, but I'm glad you said that.
Fill you with so much inheritance.
Hollow it out and turn it into a microphone cover for Maitland's mic.
Oh, that would be something.
She's got to lean into it every time she talks.
Boy, that's gross, huh?
Guys,
hollowing that out.
Sounds like a great way to start another pandemic by throwing around a mummy head.
Drilling holes in its nose and speaking into it.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds great.
The next thing you know, Khonshu gets out and it's wreaking havoc all over the world.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.